It's 4:22 now on the DWS News Hour. Tomorrow, the annual 40 Under 40 Awards will be given out at the Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign as part of a luncheon. It's the 11th year for the event, and each year, two are selected as a man and a woman of the year. We have the woman of the year for 2018, Dr. Jenny Amos, out of the bioengineering department at the University of Illinois. Glad to have you here. Congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a nice honor. We were talking about this before we took the air that, you know folks in town that have won in the past. You see the awards hanging up on their walls in their offices. It's a nice honor.
Yeah, it's something I never expected. I didn't even think about it. And when I got the notification that I won, my first thought was, who nominated me?
Did you ever find out?
I did. Yeah, he'll be sitting with me at my table tomorrow for the awards ceremony.
Pretty cool. You're a professor of bioengineering at the University of Illinois, but you've spent a lot of time working on curriculum and in the STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, and in helping sort of be an ambassador almost for science and science education. Where does that passion for that come from?
So my mom is an educator. She's actually a professor of nursing. And so I think her passion for teaching I saw early on when I was young. I used to come switch her transparencies while she was teaching as a young child. And I think I really wanted to be a teacher as well and had a passion for that, really due to just seeing her.
There's kind of a stereotype about major research university professors, and I'm sure you're aware, that they don't teach, they don't like to teach, they're there for their research, and they may or may not be able to be effective communicators in the classroom. I don't know if that's a fair stereotype, but you certainly are bucking it a little bit, it seems like. Is that something you're trying to help with?
Absolutely. So there's many of us who actually do all of our primary research in education, despite the fact that we're engineering trained faculty. And so there's lots of funding for that these days. There's lots of support at the university for doing research in education in the field rather than just more of the typical scientific research in the field.
And are you seeing that come out, play out in the classroom? Are you seeing more effective education, essentially?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, we just renovated the Everett Lab on campus to be the biggest active learning classroom facility on campus right now. And we have several active learning classes where the students sit at round tables and work together in class instead of sitting in a huge lecture hall listening to lectures. And we found it to be really effective and engaging for them in their education.
There's certain students that works for where you just sort of receive the data that's being dumped by a lecturer, a professor, but it's more effective to be active and interactive with others as you're learning.
Yeah, they've showed that students do tend to retain more knowledge when they have an opportunity to interact with it more, especially with peers. And in professions like engineering and medicine, where these techniques are used a lot in education, it's really because of what they need to do with teamwork once they get out into their careers.
Talking with Dr. Jenny Amos, she is a bioengineering professor at the U of I. She has also helped with the Carl Illinois College of Medicine. And what have you done specifically with that? Because that's had a huge community impact that it's getting launched now.
So early on, I was part of the curriculum committee that helped to just define some of the bounds of what we were trying to do and how we wanted to do it. And then I was hired on officially to help with curriculum development and also to do assessment and evaluation of the curriculum in its early years.
And so far?
So far, the students are amazing. Some of them have the same qualifications I do, honestly. They're some of the most qualified students I've ever seen. They're doing really well. They definitely compete nationally with what we see in terms of performance on their exams, so that we're really, really proud of what we've created.
You also make an annual trip to Sierra Leone in Africa to do research there. What is that focus?
So I do research in global health and specifically for developing countries like Sierra Leone. So you may recall Sierra Leone was one of the countries affected by the Ebola epidemic several mm-hmm. years ago. I was there at that time during the Ebola outbreak and noticed a lot of need in the country's healthcare system in terms of education, in terms of support systems to help them track and monitor disease outbreak. And so that's something that I decided I could help them with through data analytics. And so we've created some solutions for them to collect data so that they can track outbreaks easier and really be more proactive.
Is it a trip now that you go back every year, you just look forward to and reconnect with people that you know there?
Absolutely. When you walk around there, it feels like home again. And I go to the place called Ninjala University. And unlike here where we have a college town, it's a college village. It's very small. And everyone there kind of knows me now. And it's really great to go back and see all my friends there.
Jenny Amos is the Woman of the Year winner for 40 Under 40, here to make her fellow under 40s like myself ask, what have you done with your life? But this community, Champaign-Urbana, and the career for an academic, you know, can often have a lot of stops. What has your time here meant for you?
So I think I really enjoyed getting to this point in my career where I can sit back and look at work that I've done and think, how can I do more? And so now I feel more like a mentoring role sometimes, where I'm able to help mentor younger faculty after being on the faculty for 10 years. And I try to give back a lot to the community through outreach to local schools and make sure that I'm helping in those ways as well.
I wanted to ask you too about women in STEM fields. There's been a lot of push to engage women in that and, you know, bring in more. Are we there yet? Does it feel like good progress has been made? Because I know you've done outreach in that area as well.
Yeah, so it's still an ongoing struggle to get what I think is enough women in engineering, which is to say nearly equal population. In bioengineering, it tends to be about a 50-50 split, but there's many fields of engineering where you're talking 10% of the population is female, and so we'd like to get those numbers up. And one of the ways in which we do that is through summer camp outreach. So we have this thing called GAMES, which is Girls Adventures in Math, Engineering, and Science, and there's 9 different tracks of GAMES, one for kind of each major, and we try to recruit girls specifically into engineering fields and show them that this is for them, model with women role models throughout the camp, and those are, for us, have been a really effective recruiting tool for engineering.
Well, I have a mother who taught math, and I have a wife who teaches science. I have a sister who teaches science. I have another sister who's an engineer, so no argument here.
Great.
It's great. A great field for everybody. Appreciate your time very much. Congratulations on the 40 Under 40 award.
You.
Enjoy it tomorrow. You don't have to make a speech, do you?
I don't think so.
Well, good luck, and appreciate you sharing a little bit of your time here.
Thanks so much, Scott.
Back with local news in a moment.